It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I've brought some things that other people threw away that I want to show you. Let's just take them to the kitchen, all right? A lot more room there in the table. A fish. Been thinking about you since our last visit. First of all, I think I'll show you this one. A friend of mine by the name of Jim Hughes likes to work with very young children. And he particularly likes to work with toddlers. Do you know what toddler means? Well, it's a young child who's just learned to walk and kind of toddles along like this as he or she walks along. And he said that some of the toddlers that he knows just love to play with this toy. And he thought it up himself. Now, first of all, I need some scissors. This is just something that you might get some pudding in or something, and this is the top to it. And if you could ask someone to cut a hole in the top for you, it turns out to be a toddler toy. Toddler toy. See, just a hole like that will do. And then these are little bits of old sponges that people don't want anymore. And if the toddler takes the sponge and puts it in like that, you'd probably take another one and put it in like that. Toddler just loves to stuff things into containers like this. And then they can look in there and see that they're all in there. You might need to show them first how to do it, and they'll do it themselves. Just stuff it in. There. Here's another one that he showed me. This is just an old piece of packing foam, rubber, that I found lying out in the backyard of somebody's house, thrown away. And this is something else that I found, looks like an egg. And these are just some tea bag things here. Toddlers would probably like to play with that too. All these things are things people didn't want. Look at that. These are foam pieces that things were packed in. You can build with them. See that? Knock them down. I like to make things out of old things that people don't need anymore. I guess I'm a man who manufactures. Yeah. I'm a man who manufactures. Who manufactures toys. I'm a man who manufactures toys, and oh, I like it. I'm a man who manufactures and plays too. Could it be that you're a child who manufactures? Do you like to think up things to make and do yourself? Well, you could sing that you're a child who manufactures. I'm a child who manufactures. Who manufactures things? I'm a child who manufactures things. I'm a child who manufactures. Yep, lots of things you could do with these. Sponges. Whee! That song reminds me of Cornflake especially. In our neighborhood of make-believe, he's a man who manufactures chairs. Yeah. We were pretending about him yesterday and the stain from his factory that messed up his own water wheel and the king's waterfall. Why don't we make believe that he and Robert Troll are trying to find a way to clean up that water today? Okay? We'll just use this for our telescope. We haven't made a paper telescope for quite a while. Want to make your own telescope with your hands? Or a piece of paper? Okay. Pretend we're visiting the neighborhood of make-believe.
Me too, Robert Troll. I hardly slept a wink all night.
Yeah, we tried everything to clean this up. Even soap. It's still a mess.
Yeah, and I still don't know how to get rid of it.
Well, I guess we'll just have to talk to some people.
Oh, but who would know?
Well, Dr. Bill. He knows a lot of things.
Why don't you ask him, and I'll stay here and keep trying to clean up, okay?
Okay. I'll get back to you then, Corny.
Thanks for trying.
Okie doke.
Good day, Robert Troll.
Good day, Dr. Bill.
Did you wish to make an appointment?
Well, not exactly. I was kind of just wanted to talk to you about stains.
Stains?
Mm-hmm. Do you know how to remove wood stains?
Wood stains? No, I'm sorry I don't, but I do have an office full of patients I'll have to return to. But...
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's all right. But why don't you ask Elsie Jean? She's very good about stains. She gets them out of Rihanna's clothes.
Oh, thank you, Doctor. That's a good idea.
All right.
Goodbye.
All right. Goodbye.
Well, he said he didn't know much about stains, but that Elsie Jean does.
Oh, well, you better go ask her. I'm just not having any luck at all.
Yeah, yeah. I see. It's still a mess.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she can help us.
Oh,
Elsie Jean.
Oh, it's Robert Troll.
Oh, good day, Elsie Jean.
Well, welcome to our mound. What brings you here today?
Well, a problem with stains.
Oh, I can help you with the milk stains, apple juice stains, grape juice stains, baby food stains, even chocolate food stains.
But not wood stains?
Oh, no. Nothing short of magic will get that out.
Mm. Magic.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
What do you mean?
Well, Lady Elaine's boomerang, toomerang, zoomerang.
Oh, but I don't think she's used it for stains before, but it's worth a try.
Yeah, well, thanks for your help. I'll go over and ask her about it, okay?
All right.
All right, Elsie Jean. Bye, thanks.
Oh, I've tried everything. We're in real trouble. In real trouble. Boy, and I thought I could get this mess all cleared up. Oh.
Corny.
Oh, yes.
Corny.
What?
I think we have the problem licked.
Oh, what do we have to do?
Well, we don't have to do anything.
Now, Robert Troll, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, see, Lady Elaine will do it for us.
Lady Elaine?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how did you ever get her to do our work?
Well, not her exactly. Her boomerang, toomerang, zoomerang.
Oh, I see. Maybe you see. Oh, Lady Elaine, thank you so much for coming. Well, I don't know if this thing's going to work.
Well, it won't hurt to try.
Now, what do you want me to do with all that gunk down there?
Just make it go away, please.
Well, where to?
Anywhere.
But not to the castle.
Well, it has to go somewhere. Pollution never just vanishes completely.
That's right.
That's what I'm learning.
Do you have the can that the stain came out of?
I think so.
All right, go get it.
All right.
Boy, I sure hope this works, Lady Elaine.
Well, it's my idea. We'll try, you know.
Here's your can.
Oh, here it is.
Now, you hold that, the dear.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Hold that can steady now.
All right. I guess...
Boomerang. Toomerang. Soomerang.
Wait, look at that. The stain is all gone from the water wheel.
Yeah, and it's all back in the bucket. I knew you could do it, Lady Elaine.
Okay there, friend. Now, don't use that stuff again, okay? If you think I'm going to come back here every time you've got some gunk in your crick, you're all wrong.
Well, I understand, Lady Elaine, but thanks for doing it for us this time, though.
Okay, anything for a friend. Toot-toot, dears. I've got to get back to my museum go-round.
Okay, toot-toot. Bye, Lady Elaine.
Goodbye, Lady Elaine.
Wasn't that nice of her to do that?
Oh, what a thing. I mean, she just says boomerang, toomerang, shoomerang, and now it's all gone. Yeah, just as clean as can be.
Really nice.
Yes. You heard what she said, though, didn't you?
What's that?
She wasn't going to do it every time we had some gunk in the creek here. What are we going to use for stain now?
Oh, I don't know, Corny. I don't know.
That's the problem. I mean, my factory and all.
Yeah.
Hey, Robert Troll. Let me see your hands. What is that you have on your hands there?
Oh, it's just dirt, I guess. I must have picked it up over at the platypus mound.
But, if it stains your hands a little bit, I mean, if the dirt does, you get it?
Hey, I think you got it.
Yeah, we can make our stain from different colored earth.
Well, that's the way the Indians used to make it.
Sure. The Indians knew so many things that we need to learn all over again.
Boomerang, toomerang, toomerang. Doesn't happen like that in our neighborhood, does it? No, we don't do things by magic here. Just in make-believe. When we need to clean something up in our neighborhood, we do it ourselves. I have an idea about the buildings. Something more with it. See, you could use this for a roof. Make a garage? Sure. All things nobody wanted. Do you remember that puppet that Bob Brown made one time at his marionette shop out of that detergent bottle? Where did I put that? Here it is. Right under the fish. Remember that? That was quite a while ago. House with all of these things. I wonder if there are other people in our neighborhood who would have some ideas about what to do with old things that they wanted to throw away and instead just made new things out of them. why don't we take a walk and see? All right? Let's just take a walk down the street. We'll clean this up when we come back. Let's go in the direction of the McFeely's place. All right, come along. Let's just check here at the McFeely's, see if they have some ideas. Hi, Mrs. McFeely.
Oh, Mr. Rogers, it's nice to see you.
Thank you. May I come in for just a little while?
Why don't you sit down?
Thanks. My friends and I were thinking about making things out of things you didn't need anymore.
Making things out of things you don't need anymore.
Yeah, and we wondered if you had any ideas about that.
Well, there are pretty many things that we have that are like that, but there's one thing that David just made, which I think is wonderful. He made it just for me, and I want to show it to you.
I'd like to see it. What is it?
It's a bird feeder.
Oh, a bird feeder.
I have it upstairs in my bedroom. I'll get it.
Okay.
Be right back.
Gee, bird feeder. Wonder what they made the bird feeder out of. Well, it'd be something that Mr. McFeely would have thought of.
See, I'm home.
Oh, hi, Mr. McFeely.
Good day. I just stopped by to hunt for a book here for my delivery.
Oh, I see.
Are you David?
Yes, it is. Betsy, could you check and see if that book on the American Theater is upstairs, please? Yes, I don't seem to find it here.
She went up there to look for a bird feeder to show me. She said you had made one.
Oh, yes, we make bird feeders out of... Did she tell you what we made it out of?
No.
Well, she'll surprise you, all right?
All right.
Did you find it, Betsy?
David, it's in your study.
All right, just bring it right down here. It's my last delivery for the day.
Okay.
I like collecting books. That's another one of my hobbies, Mr. Rogers.
You have lots of hobbies.
Is this the one, isn't it, David?
Yes, it is. Thank you, dear. Well, good day, Mr. Rogers. I'll be home later, dear. Goodbye.
Bye, Mr. McFeely.
Goodbye.
Good day.
Seems particularly busy today.
Well, he loves his work. I'm always happy to see him when he comes.
That's what he made.
What did we make it out of?
Well, a milk carton, I guess. And a piece of wood dowel. That's for the bird to sit on, I guess.
Mm-hmm. The bird sits right there, and he sticks his head in there. Has a snack.
What is that in there that...
It's crumbs of some crackers, and then there's some peanut butter in there, too.
Oh, that's good. I didn't know they liked peanut butter.
Yeah, they do like peanut butter, but we can put lots of things in there, old crackers, some stale bread, or some cake or something.
That's what they just hang there.
Sometimes when I'm sitting in my room reading or sewing or something, I look up, and there's a bird sitting there having something to eat and looks so pretty. Reminds me of David. I think of him flying around the neighborhood. I had that bird come visit me? It's nice.
It certainly is.
There was something else. What was it? I thought of it while I was upstairs. Oh, here it is. Is this a pillow?
Did you make this?
Mm-hmm. There was a sheet that we had, and it ripped. And so I tore it up in little pieces and put it inside of this cover. And made a pillow out of it.
It is soft. Very soft.
Mm-hmm. And there's one other thing that I thought of. You walked over it when you came in the door.
You mean that rug over there? This really is a beauty.
This rug was made out of old wool clothes that some friends of mine cut up and wove together. Isn't that amazing? They took, like, this, I think it's a old black coat.
Mm-hmm.
And these are corduroy pants. And all these colors are the colors of old clothes that couldn't be worn anymore. So they made a rug for me.
That corduroy feels bumpy.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing how many colors you wear.
Is it same on the other side? Yep. There's the corduroy on that side. Oh, that must have taken a long time to make it, though.
There's a lot of things you can do with old things. You have to take the time to make the things, the new things.
Thanks for taking time to show us these today.
Oh, I love it when you and your friend visit me.
Well, we're off to the rest of the neighborhood. Thanks for your good ideas.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Miss McFeely. I was just sure they'd have some ideas. Now, where should we go? How about Brockett's Bakery? Okay? Let's go down that way.
Thank you.
Hi, Hedda.
Hello, Fred. How are you?
Good. How are you, Amy?
She's chewing on some bread now.
She's working on her teeth, is she?
Right. It helps.
Give my best to Dawn.
Thank you.
Bye. Hi, Mrs. Shank.
Hi, Mr. Royer. Nice to see you again.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. If you're looking for Chef Brockett, he's not here. But I'm waiting for him in any minute.
Well, I'm glad you're here. I tell you why. My friend and I were just going around the neighborhood asking people what they did with old things.
Oh, we do a lot of things. You can see this. What is this?
That looks like a wastebasket.
Yes, and it used to be full of lard.
Full of what?
Lard.
Lard. Do you know what lard is? Well, lard is like grease that you use for cooking. So I suppose in a bakery you'd need a great big thing of lard. Well, you decorated it, huh?
Yeah, isn't it nice?
Looks like a hat, Mrs. Yeah. Shank.
Maybe I can use it like a hat.
Yeah, it looks nice. Well, what about some other things?
Do but, you know, I have here an old piece of bread. Do you think you can do with this?
Old bread.
You see
how it's hard.
Yeah.
It is really hard.
That you can do something with this.
What would you do with it? Look at it, crack.
You think before.
Well, I think that you could feed it to the ducks or the birds.
It's true, but you can do other things.
What would you do?
A delicious thing.
Delicious thing?
A bread, pudding bread.
Oh, bread pudding.
Bread pudding or pudding de pan.
Hi, Fred, how are you?
Hey, Don. Good.
Just came back from the gym. I feel great.
You look great.
I'm in good shape. How are you, my dear?
Hi, dear.
You know, we were talking about old things that you could use for new purposes.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Shank showed me that wastebasket that you all have made out of the large...
Yeah,
large
sometimes she wears it as a hat.
Oh, stop. And then she was mentioning the old bread for bread pudding.
Oh, yeah, it's good. It makes good bread pudding. I love it. You like it?
I like it.
I like bread pudding.
Mm-hmm. I do other things with it, too. I use old bread sometimes for stuffing. Stuffed turkey.
Is it good stuff?
Yeah, stuffed roast chicken. And then sometimes I use it for crouton. You break up little pieces and... Oh, hi, Doug. How are you? Mrs. Shank, take care of Doug, will you?
Okay,
thank
I will.
You break up little pieces and put it on the top of soup. You can do lots of things with it.
Well, don't you have to cook them first?
Oh, sure. Yeah, you cook them and flavor them. But see, it's better with old bread. In other words, a lot of the things that you do with old bread aren't good if the bread is fresh. It's really better to have the stale bread. And sometimes I'll have a special sale at the end of the day or early in the morning, the next morning, where I sell the stale stuff for half price, the stale bread and cakes and so forth. You know.
Well, do you have any today?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do.
I'd like to buy some.
Mrs. Shank, honey, I want to give Mr. Rogers a bag of that stale bread.
Do you want this?
Yeah. That's really stale. I think that's been around here for about 3 days. Yeah, look.
Well, it's as hard as this.
Yeah, let me give you this. I'm not even going to charge it. Let me give you that.
Okay, but I owe you 15 cents
from
last...
That's
from
the other day, right?
Yeah.
I'm glad you remember.
I'm sure I have it. Well, you trusted me. Of course, there's 15 cents and a paperclip.
Wow. We got a bonus, a paperclip. We can always use one of those.
Thanks, Chef Brockett.
Okay.
The birds will be grateful.
Okay, we'll see you.
Bye.
Bye, Fred.
Adios. Quite a tour. I just noticed this as I was walking. It fairly dances, that old bread. Okay, fish, you'll want some food for the weekend. Here's this stuff. just as we left it.
Yep.
Been wondering what we could do with this little thing. You know, it came from the top of here. I think we just put it in. Now, what are all the things that people showed us today? What was that that Mrs. McFeely showed us? Remember she went upstairs to get something Mr. McFeely had made? I wonder if I have a milk bottle. And a carton like that. Oh, here's one in here. What I'll do is just make a bird feeder with this and then put the old bread in it. Yeah, it's about time for me to pack up everything and go. I'll leave her here. Now, where can I put everything in? There's a good box. I'm glad I didn't throw that away. Well, you've made it a special day for me, as usual. And it's a mighty good feeling to know that I'll be able to come back and visit with you next week. How's that? It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each week a special one for me. During the weekend, try to think up some things to make out of old things that nobody wants, okay? You have such good ideas. I like being with you. See you next week. Bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.